Welcome to Pros and Cons, a show about a variety of topics. I'm Jack.
And I'm Kev.
Let's talk about AI.
Allen Iverson, one of the greats of all time. Kahoop like no other.
Talking about practice?
No, we're talking about artificial intelligence, Allen Iverson. But yeah, we're going to talk about artificial intelligence, which has been a bit of a craze. New technology, the stuff you saw in the movies.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are your first, I don't know about memories, but like, how far back do you remember hearing the term? Because it's also kind of changed in recent years, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of like iconic scenes, movies, and stuff like that.
I mean, there's the AI movie, which I still have never seen myself, which I think was around early 2000s. But I mean, we were super young. Yeah, I don't know about other stuff, but it's hard to say because technology more broadly, we may have seen it without realizing like, oh, that's AI.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I don't know why the first thing I thought of is like Iron Man, the first one where he's talking to, I think it's called Jarvis, his Siri, his AI. Could be wrong.
So I just put up a definition. What do you think you would describe it off the top? If someone were to say to you, say one sentence to describe artificial intelligence.
You want to hear my guess of what I would say?
Yeah, and then I'll say the official one.
This is going to sound so off that it's going to be crazy, but I'll say it's something like, it is a digital brain that forms thoughts and ideas into real life. That doesn't make sense, but yeah, I'll go with that one.
All right, here's the definition from Oxford Dictionary. The theory and development of computer systems able to perform tasks that normally require human intelligence, such as visual perception, speech recognition, decision-making, and translation between languages.
If you decipher what I said the same thing. Not <fine. laughs> That's solid. But even that, when you're reading it, sounds like it's underplaying it. But it's Oxford. They're not wrong at all. When you read between the lines, they're very right.
At least in the past few years, how I mainly think of it when it's kind of bubbled up more or the technology has gotten to like a greater height is kind of what the definition says in terms of the idea is to have a computer system, program, whatever, take a task that we do manually and basically help you do it just through automated technology. Sometimes that's just technical stuff, but we have seen the rise also of, I wouldn't even call it creative, but you know, visual designs, whether that's photography, graphic design, videos, everything. It can pull in all these sources from across the web and generate something, often just based on like a little prompt that you type in.
Those to me are like some of the ways that, like, if you asked me a while ago of how like AI will be used in the future, I don't know that I would have said this, but it makes complete sense and it's kind of fascinating to see where it's going. I guess I'll ask you, like, have you ever used anything AI yet?
For work, because I work in podcasts as well, aside from the ones we do, I've used it for some audio things where it can, for example, remove certain filler words like stuff like that. Sometimes it can help clean up the audio in a certain way. There's a program that I use where you can edit text as if it was audio, and it changes the audio at the same time. So there's things like that that I've tried and used in certain cases. Not for everything, but for certain work stuff. And I've also experimented just to see on some other things, generators where you can type in, like I said, a prompt and it'll give you something. And they do some stuff better than others. It's weird because certain prompts, it'll be like, whoa, this is like really good for what it is. And then others, it's just, the face is all distorted and images all messed up in this other way that looks super unnatural. Sometimes you put in a prompt that seems simple and then it can't even grasp it at all. So it's still kind of in the growing stage. And I'm sure the technology around that will continue to get better. Even on the video side, I haven't tried it yet. I don't think it's even open to the public. But we saw recently videos from Sora, S-O-R-A, of these super high quality video generated AI clips. So the technology around that is definitely continuing to just get better and better.
I don't think I've used anything yet, unless I'm doing it without knowing, which I'm sure is the case somehow, some way. Because now it's kind of beginning to be integrated into a bunch of stuff we already use and programs and softwares and whatnot. But no, I never really used anything. I do think like if I was in school right now, I would be a heavy ChatGPT user.
I've seen tweets and stuff from teachers who are like, my kids handed in the same exact paper all using ChatGPT or any of these generated things. And it's like, bro, you're not even changing it a little to make it your own. So obvious when you all hand in the same thing.
These kids don't know the old school way, you know, like when you copy the test, you get two wrong on purpose just to show that it's different. Like you sacrifice those 2 points just to not do the rest of the work. I have some coworkers that are going to school right now and they use it and they tell me that it works well, but they do admit like they have to change like a lot of it. They just use like general ideas and like the rest you kind of have to reword or kind of make it your own, because yeah, you don't want to get caught like that. Just come on, like do better. Think it's fascinating, like the possibilities and the things you can do maybe with like the Photoshop stuff. It's kind of cool. Like I've seen obviously how they do like the ads or the videos, and it's like, oh, here's a photo of Jack, isolate Jack and give him a ocean background, boom, and like it throws you like Santa Monica Pier or something. I don't know, like somewhere, and it looks kind of good. Again, they're not gonna show shitty examples on an ad or on a YouTube video, but it is a cool concept. I don't know that I'll use any. I haven't used any, but I am looking forward to like the Sora ones you said. Once they start fully implementing or like they get it right where I can open up that software and I don't even want to have to type it out. I just want to tell it, yo, I feel like watching a little bit of a thriller with hints of comedy. Make sure Timothy Chalamet is in it. Somehow incorporate some like scary animal and maybe some athletes too, just for the hell of it. That takes place in New York, specifically the Bronx, blah, blah, blah. And this and that. And it like makes an episode of something or a movie or a short film of that. Bro, I'm all in. Like I'll be using that. But right now, while the quirks are still getting fixed, getting worked on, perfecting, it's not that I'll stay away from it, but I'll just wait.
So you're saying, let's say 2030, you come home from work, pop on the Netflix app, you have something to eat, and there's just a, you know, Siri type voice thing or a box to type, and you just put in whatever prompt and that's what you get. That'd be like your ideal, or just be like you'd like to have it as an option, or that's like the main way you'd want to consume?
I want to say like as an option, even though it might be ideal, because let's be honest, Netflix kind of slacking, my boy. Like there hasn't been a really, I mean, we just had an episode on Vince Staples show. Shout out Vince Staples. Other than that, there's not very much like hot stuff on Netflix. You know what I mean? We might have to be creatives ourselves and create our own content with AI. But no, yeah, for sure as an option, especially if you've already watched everything you feel like you like that is available to you. Who knows where AI is going and the things we might use it for in the future. But for now, that's been the one that impressed me the most. The Sora sample videos had me like, whoa.
On the pro cons with that, I think the just pure imagination, like creation side of that is cool in a way, in terms of like what you just said, where you could make up this whole movie with Timmy in the Bronx and all this stuff. When you were first describing it, I was also thinking you were going to say like using that to make your own movie, like in total, which could be another thing. But on the con side too, I could see that where Netflix, let's say to the most dramatic side, they say, we're not going to pay anyone else to make new content now that we have this baked in creation tool in there. How do you see the balance between that, but also just in general, the balance of like that versus stuff that people make themselves? Because we're also, you know, fans of people, like you mentioned Vince, he had this very specific vision for the show or things like that. Where do you think the balance is there? And also where it doesn't get to the point where a company like Netflix is just no longer paying anyone or reaping in all the shit for themselves or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, we quickly got to the con side of AI. The big problem, the elephant in the room. AI happening? It's gonna take probably a billion jobs away from the world in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Obviously not just US, we're talking worldwide. Like this is gonna be used everywhere. That's not good for everyone. There's a lot of people. I mean, we're seeing like autonomous restaurants and all that. It could get scary. I guess to answer your question is, No, yeah, I'm for sure not cool with that. Like, at all.
Yeah, and I'm also obviously not asking you to have the solution, because I don't think anyone really has that at this point. But it's more that, even like you mentioned in terms of the job stuff, AI is supposed to automate certain things that'll lessen the pressure or workload on certain jobs. You're getting that automation, but people are still either being pushed to work harder on other things, or like you said, people just lose their jobs. And part of it is like, technology has always done that to a degree. You can name a bunch of things where technology came in and replaced previous jobs. So on one hand, it's like a cycle that's continuing, but it feels more dangerous than that. And especially because it's not only automating mechanical or logistical or those types of actions, but even like we're saying with creative stuff. So I guess I'm skeptical and cynical and nervous about like what it would mean in the future when it continues to get like ramped up at this level.
Yeah, scary time because of the same thing. Like, AI is, I would assume, much faster thinking than a regular human brain. So that means that everything we do is also sped up because of AI, which could be a good thing in the medical field. For example, we could find solutions to a lot of diseases and sickness and a bunch of other stuff, but who knows where it's going from there. So it's still scary because something that's out of our control in a way and can definitely outsmart us.
For sure, there are plenty of pros, like you mentioned with the medical stuff. You know, let's say, oh, they find this new way to treat cancer that's so much better and easier and blah, blah, blah. There are for sure good things that could come out of it, and that will no doubt come out of it. Again, just like with regular technology, it's kind of about who's using it and what their intentions are. And there's such an extreme on both sides of the scale for the pros and cons, the good and bad of that, because you could have technology through AI that saves someone's life with the medical stuff or with something else. And then you also have, even right now, Israel using AI to target Palestinians in Gaza. Like, that's already been out there. So you have these extreme kind of sides of the pro-con scale. And, you know, we're kind of looking at both of those because that's the show. But I would say for me, I feel like the discussion around AI has been very negative or very cynical. And I think for good reason, to be careful about how it's implemented. But I feel like the more impressive the technology gets, let's say even on the Sora videos, it's almost like the scarier it becomes in a way.
We won't really know reality in a way. That's, to me, what scares me. It's one of those where like it's kind of easy to see the negativity or the negative point, the other side, because of that. Like, it's really going to affect everyone. Sure, somewhat of an easier life, but now I don't got a job. Like, you know, what is the benefit? This is benefiting, I don't know, Elon more and whoever's already rich. And I'm sure they're not really speaking negative about it at all, which is true. Like, I've seen tweets and messages and articles and whatnot. But yeah, for everyone else, it's not. And on top of that, like, we won't know what's real. We'll be paying for movies that who knows if they actually shot. Like, someone probably just typed it in, took them 26 minutes, it rendered for an hour, boom, you got a movie. And now we're paying $20 for it when I could have done it myself at home.
I also feel like that could become something where people stupidly like embrace those. And I say that because I didn't see it, but I know that movie Madam Web that came out this year, the weird new Spider-Man movie, was like so bad that people are like, oh my God, this is amazing. It's like so cringe, so bad that like it's so fun to watch. And I can see that happening with AI movies in the future, where there's this novelty, quote unquote, to them. And people go and they're like, oh my God, this AI movie's so funny. Look how they did this. Or, you know, even if it's messed up, that might make it part of the point. And in a way where, let's say, just sticking to movies or whatever, studios could see that and then be like, oh yeah, let's just make all AI generated content and stuff.
I mean, even on that, we saw already, I think, an example of that. You could like upload your face and it'll send you pictures of how you would look in the 80s or whatever it is, like this version of you. it's like the whole thing, like, oh, create this image, but then like AI can never get like the hands right, so it looks funny and like blurred, or it'll give you six fingers or never give you nails. I don't know, it's kind of weird. But then like people embrace it, and it was like a joke, and like people would post it a lot, and some people liked it, and some of them are like funny or cool images. Like, I get it. Lil Yachty, I think, made it like his album cover or something.
There's also deepfakes, and you know, people making fake clips of someone saying something.
Yeah, exactly. Elections are coming, deepfakes, who knows, voiceovers. It just gets ugly real fast. Who's president, how they become president, and like propaganda and like fake news and all that because of AI. So add to the list. The list is way more negative than positive, which sucks. Because it shouldn't be that way, but you know, humans, we don't know better.
What do you think about your kind of Netflix example compared to music? Because there was a Drake and The Weeknd song that went viral that was AI generated. In a hypothetical scenario where, let's say, rights were accounted for and everything, would you personally be interested in having the option, let's say you go on Spotify and type in a search box, make a Raven Lanae and Thundercat song or something like that? Do you want to have those kinds of options?
I'm not gonna say no, you know, because we may never get another Frank album. So if I gotta make another Frank album, I'm gonna make it. But yeah, I mean, to answer your question, yes, I think I'd be cool with that. Because of that, sometimes you may never get the collab you want to listen to. That whole Kendrick and who was it, J. Cole album that people mm-hmm. wanted,
yeah, yeah,
10 years ago. Same thing, like a Raven Lanae and your favorite drummer or whatever it is. But then like, what makes this right? What makes this okay? Like, are we still, since we used their name on AI, do they get a percentage?
Let's say in this example, the right stuff have been worked out, they get paid for it, and only artists who opt in are part of it. Would it remove all of the weirdness for you? Or do you think it would still be like something off about it?
It'll still be weird. I don't know that it'll ever feel right or like okay. Unless you're like born into this, your kid or your kid's kids, maybe, where they're like, they just know AI to exist within your house and like this is normal to them. But for us, as long as we know the old school way, like how things were done by us and being creative and working with other people and blah, 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 we're always gonna, I think, gonna find it a little weird.
For me, with music, even if it's not like someone saying super personal lyrics, it's like, oh yeah, me and this producer went in the studio for a few months or whatever it is. There's stories behind albums and all these things that I think are part of the music, part of the culture. And if it's just, you know, Drake making AI songs for Adonis, then it's not like that interesting, you know? And in music, because there's no visuals, it's almost like a lower barrier for that to be not even possible, but to sound natural. And almost for more people to be fooled by it, where it brings me back to what you said at the beginning of like being able to tell from what's real and what's not. And if someone's just like pop music, radio listener, whatever, to them, probably not a big deal. Doesn't matter if something's AI generated as long as it sounds good. But music has always been, to me, so much about, again, like the culture with it and everything. If you lose that, so much is just gone and like empty from the whole thing.
If I had to guess, there'll be a world where like they both coexist.
It'll have to, like, yeah, some type of arrangement will have to be worked out because this is not going away.
Maybe there'll be like, you know how like in food there's like FDA approved or like a stamp, like it's been verified. There should be something like, oh, this is made by AI.
Right.
You have to. And like, if you don't put that on your photo, your video, like you could get fined or whatever it is.
That's actually a pretty good idea, because I could even see that like in Spotify, if there are AI tracks, it has like a little symbol or label that says made by AI. That feels a lot more comfortable to me, because at least then there's like rules of how it's displayed and enforced, so that at least you can tell and everyone is properly compensated, all that stuff. But in that situation, people who do want to listen to it, they can, but it's like labeled and separate.
And I feel like there's a world for it. And for example, like there was I went through like a little 1 month phase where like it was nice for me to like chill listening to like lo-fi music. And then there's like these playlists of like songs we like that were turned into like lo-fi versions of them.
Mm-hmm.
What if I could just turn whatever song I want into it? Like, right. Even if someone didn't create, that would be something cool for AI to do, and that person could still get the residuals from it.
And there could be AI music without a known artist's vocals, but it's just pulled together with sounds, and maybe it does have vocals, but it's from like some amalgamation or people who opt in, like normal people who allow for their voice to be used for something and they get royalties or whatever. But what if there is an AI that you put in, like, oh, here's this podcast, here's, you know, the topic or what they talk about in the episode. How would you feel if there was something like that and we made a pros and cons episode and it's just like, all right, put in the topic, maybe you say this is like Kev's point of view, Jack's point of view, and then let it run. Or you just say the topic and that's it, and it bases it off of everything we say.
So you're trying to make people think that two people are actually talking right now and that this isn't recorded? I think I'd be cool with it. I feel like there's two ways to look at it, and it's like from the consumer and from the person making it. Genius from the person making it. Less work for you. Let's say you hold the same amount of fans or gain over time, whatever it is. I'm not opposed to it, and I'm only going to say this because, for example, from the other way around, where, like, let's say I can go into the podcast app and, like, say, hey, I want to listen to Flagrant 2 with Andrew Scholes, and let's say I already heard every episode, and I'm just bored, and I'm going on a trip, I need something to listen to, and I just want, because I like their sense of humor, and, like, their topics, and the way of thinking on whatever topic it is. They haven't really talked about baseball much, so I want to see how they would talk about baseball, and I would, like, input that in. Why not? Their style, their jokes. I think I would consume it. So I think what I'm saying is that I wouldn't be mad if they did that on the other way. Like, they're making the fake episode and putting it out as if it's real. Because it's still serving its purpose of entertaining me. Is it legit? No. I think it would give me like that, but I know that's not really him. Or I know that's not really how he feels. He doesn't even watch baseball. Or whatever it is, you know, on the topic. But I guess it depends on like your motive or like what you're trying to get out of a show. If I'm purely trying to laugh and be entertained, I'm cool with it. If I'm actually looking for info, like Dr. Uberman, if he's doing like fake episodes, acting like he knows stuff about lung cancer and how not to bald or whatever it is, then maybe that's going to be like, oh, that's almost like stolen valor. Like, you're acting like a doctor, but you're not.
So you're saying like entertainment, comedy stuff, since it's not based in fact, then it's not a big deal to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, from a consumer side, I feel like that's similar to your Netflix point, where again, I could see the creation, imagination possibilities with that. And I agree, like, if it's entertainment comedy, that's a little more acceptable. I do think it would be cool if, let's say you put in that prompt, you listen, and it self-destructs after you're done. Or you can't, like, screen record or something like that.
That's a good idea. Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
From a maker creator standpoint, I would say I wouldn't trust it. One, to like really get what I'm saying right, let's say in this case of making an episode of pros and cons. But I also think, at least for me, I feel like there's something that can't be replicated in terms of things you discover like in the process of having a conversation, for instance, in this case, where it might pick up a lot of our like themes or ways we talk or stuff we've talked about in the past, where it might be passable, but it's still going to do it in somewhat of a formulaic way. I feel like it loses something that just happens when you're actually doing it for real.
Yeah. Overall, AI is, it's a tricky one, tricky situation. One of the ones that I guess we just still don't really know the future of it. It's cool. It's entertaining. It could be even kind of exciting. Like, I am looking forward to seeing all these things and how we're going to end up using it on our daily lives, because I think that's inevitable too. Like, it's just going to become part of your iPhone and part of everything you probably use. But man, does it feel like a lot of the negatives outweigh the pros. And again, maybe we're wrong. Because of AI, your life will be saved medically or whatever other reason, and you'll thank AI forever. But I'm gonna go to like light con. What is the future with AI? It can't be that much better, right? So yeah, I'm leaving it with the light con.
Yeah, and again, like we said too, just to sprinkle in some positives, there are for sure ways that it'll condense the time we spend on something, probably for things that we don't even realize yet that it could help with. So there can definitely be pluses in that way. But yeah, overall, definitely leaning more negative, at least with what we've seen so far, with how companies and stuff have been implementing it, definitely would go on the con side. I think light con is fair because of the positives, but I'll still probably go even solid con just because of how extreme the negative side could be. But yeah, that wraps it up for this episode of Pros and Cons. I'm Jack. You could find me at Jack Bloom Summer, Summer with an O, on everything.
And I'm Kev. You can find me at same old Kev pretty much everywhere.
Shout out again to the true GOAT, Allen Iverson, the real AI.